This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple roads, railways and port projects worth around 18,700 crore rupees at Kolkata and West Bengal this afternoon. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said these projects will give a new momentum to West Bengal and eastern India. Mr. Modi stressed that the completion of the Kharagpur-Moregaon expressway will accelerate economic activity across various parts of West Bengal. He said the central government is making concerted efforts to rapidly expand West Bengal's railway infrastructure as well.
आज कोलकाता की धरती से विकास का नया अध्याय लिखा जा रहा है। सड़क, रेलवे और पोर्ट इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर इनसे जुड़ी 18,000 करोड़ रुपए से अधिक की परियोजनाओं का शिलान्यास और लोकार्पण हुआ है। ये प्रोजेक्ट पश्चिम बंगाल और पूर्वी भारत को नई रफ्तार देंगे। इनसे व्यापार और उद्योग को बढ़ावा मिलेगा।
Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi launched various development projects worth 23,550 crore rupees from Silchar in Assam. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the double engine government is working with commitment to transform Barak Valley and make it a developed region. On the conditions of war prevailing all around the world, the Prime Minister said objective of the government is to minimize the impact of this war on the nation's citizens.
युद्ध से जो स्थितियां बनी है, हमारी सरकार उससे निपटने के लिए हमारे देश के नागरिकों को कम से कम मुसीबत आए इसलिए हो सके उतने सारे प्रयास कर रही है। हमारा प्रयास है कि देश के नागरिकों पर युद्ध का कम से कम प्रभाव पड़े।
Two Indian flagged vessels, Shivalik and Nanda Devi, have crossed the Strait of Hormuz safely early this morning. Special Secretary at Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, informed about this while addressing the interministerial media briefing in New Delhi this evening. He noted that these vessels are carrying 92,700 metric tons of LPG. Mr. Sinha further informed that the vessels will arrive at Mundra and Kandla port on the 16th and 17th of this month. Union Home Minister Amit Shah sounded BJP's poll bugle for next year's assembly elections in Punjab from Moga district today. Addressing a rally called Badlav Rally at village Kili Chahlan, he assured Punjab that if voted to power, Bharatiya Janata Party will make the state drug-free within 2 years and would legally stop religious conversion by bringing a bill in the assembly. He blamed the present AAP government in Punjab for rising crime, drugs, conversions, corruption and the present situation of farmers. In Bihar, Lieutenant General retired Syed Atta Hasnain took oath as the 43rd governor of the state. At a ceremony held at Lok Bhavan, the Chief Justice of the Patna High Court, Sangam Kumar Sahu, administered the oath of office in secrecy to him. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, Deputy Chief Ministers Samrat Chaudhary and Vijay Kumar Sinha, along with other dignitaries, were present at the ceremony. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas today said that petrol and diesel are adequately available at retail outlets across the country. In a social media post, the Ministry advised consumers not to take or store fuel in loose or inappropriate containers as it poses serious safety risks. The Ministry also instructed all retail outlets and dealers to strictly follow safety guidelines while dispensing fuel and warned that any violation would invite strict action. Meanwhile, Hindustan Petroleum Corporation Limited, HPCL, has said more than 15 lakh LPG cylinders were delivered in the country yesterday. In women's hockey, India will take on England in the final of the FIH Hockey World Cup qualifiers 2026 at GMC Balayogi Hockey Ground in Hyderabad, Telangana, this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.